The government's warning that unemployment could climb into the double digits as the fallout of COVID-19 continues. New Zealand's unemployment rate has been in single digits since 1993. Let's speak now with Richard Wagstaff, President of the Council of Trade Unions. Morena.
Morena.
Do you have a sense at the CTU what your expectation is of the level that unemployment could rise to?
We certainly think it's going to get a lot worse. It's hard to know exactly when, given the business support packages that have been out there that have been keeping people at work or some form of work, and they may be extended. But yes, we think the sorts of discussion going on about double digit is realistic in the short to medium term.
Some economists are putting it as high as 30%. Do you think that's not necessarily that outlandish?
Well, I think it depends in some part on what we do and how we respond to the situation. If we don't learn the lessons from the past and we sort of take an austerity approach, if we take that approach and the state sort of steps back and doesn't take any responsibility, yes, it could climb up there. But there are opportunities, and the state has a huge role to play. There's plenty of work that needs to be done. We've got infrastructure projects. We need to green our economy. There's a lot that can be done. So we can create work by the state stepping up. There's also issues around, you know, a mismatch of skills. We've been relying on skilled or cheap overseas labour. Well, that's in the past now. We can find work in New Zealand for a lot more people. So it does just depend on how we respond to it as much as anything else. And let's hope it doesn't get anywhere near 30%.
So obviously there's been the business support package, which is 12 weeks. There have been other financial packages that have come from the government. What do you want to see in terms of specifics from Grant Robertson as this looks forward, as you know, we get towards the end of that 12-week period?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, we'd like to learn the lessons of the past in terms of how we treat people with benefits. Let's not do what we did in the 90s and have an approach to cut their benefits, demonise them, but create the conditions so that beneficiaries can live with dignity and not in misery or poverty. That's a huge challenge when you consider things like our housing costs and our rents. But we need to increase benefits, and we need to individualise those benefits so people in relationships don't get hard done by this. We also need a budget that really not only increases benefits but sets out investment projects and priorities so that we start, you know, the state starts stepping up and creates work by investing in essential services more, investing in infrastructure, and creating employment for as many people as possible, because really it's not going to happen by a marketplace that is feeling pretty gun-shy at the moment.
Okay, so benefits up and infrastructure, I guess. Are you talking about infrastructure over and above the $12 billion package that was announced before the coronavirus pandemic really hit here?
Yeah, I think we need to. COVID's a new situation. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. We could electrify. We could finish the rail system and make that electric. We could invest a lot more in areas like home support and the health sector, because that's a growing need in the future. There is plenty of work to do. We just got to find a way of getting those jobs created. And as I said, that's going to come down to state intervention.
So much state intervention, though, I guess there'll be a lot of people who'll oppose that, a lot of people who'll say, you know, why can't business get back on its feet itself? Why should the state shoulder so much of this?
Well, we need the business to get back on its feet, but it isn't going to get there in the next couple of months or the next few months in our view. It can't do it alone, and really relying on the market has failed us. And I think this exercise has shown that very clearly. So it's about everyone putting their hand up. But as I said, there's a big opportunity for Grant Robertson to take this year's budget. It's a COVID budget. It's like none other. And we need a dramatic response from him and his government. We've got off on a strong footing with the tremendous investment that's already happened in the last few weeks. But I think there's more to go. We're not through this yet. And we look forward to seeing that.
Does it also need to be, as quite a lot of people have been beginning to say, a bit of a stock take about what it is that New Zealand does and makes and exports? Do we need to have a bit of a reset about what it is that New Zealand is actually trying to do here?
Definitely. You know, we want to come out of this differently to what we went in. We want to get away from low cost, low quality, low skill, low wage economy. We should be investing in the things that we think are greener, are more sustainable, create higher wages and are more productive, because we've been a bit short on those things. Now's a chance to deliberately plan and invest in those areas, invest in a skilled labour market, and not rely on cheap overseas labour. So there are real opportunities here. I think we can also reflect on the nature of the labour market and create a much more industry focus. We've lacked that, we've individualised things. And I think people are saying, look, when you look at essential services, why is it we've been paying those key workers like home care workers, transport workers, supermarket workers so little, and the likes of tax lawyers so much? I think there's a recalibration going on in people's minds about what really matters and what work really matters. And I think now's an opportunity to reflect on that and reset the way we do things in this country.
Well, clearly you speak from the trade union perspective, but do you think that businesses, which perhaps would more traditionally lean to the right, do you think they would support what you're saying?
I think many businesses would agree that we haven't been doing it right in New Zealand, that our productivity is poor and our wages are low. So I do think that, and we need to do this together. This isn't about one side imposing their will on the other. This is about us actually working out what works best and reflecting on the fact that what we've been doing hasn't really met everyone's expectations, and we could do a lot better. So I hope so. We need to go beyond the arguments of the past.
What are you hearing from employers, or about employers perhaps, about some of the behaviour we heard of at the beginning of this crisis regarding leave, that they were making staff use leave up during the lockdown? Is that something that's continuing on?
It is. Look, it's a minority of employers are acting badly. Most employers are acting well, and I know the leadership of employers isn't happy about that either, any more than we are, of employer groups. But it is disturbing. We've had a website up asking people to register with us their concerns, and within a couple of days we had near a couple of thousand people saying they've been treated badly. And a lot of it is really comes from a sense of imposition without discussion or negotiation. People are just told, you're done. Take your leave, drain your sick leave account, drain your leave account. We're getting a benefit and this is how it's going to work, without any discussion. The next thing is people have been concerned about the lack of health and safety equipment and just a general lack of respect. And we think that's really disappointing. You know, employment relations is a long-term relationship. People will remember the way they're treated, will remember this. And we'll certainly be going after employers who haven't been playing under the law and acting illegally.
Even for workers who have had all the right things done by them, this is still clearly a very uncertain, a very frightening time for people. What would you say to people who are listening out there this morning who've maybe lost their jobs, or their jobs are looking a bit shaky right now as to whether they're going to continue or not?
Well, absolutely, it's a really tough time, but you know, the point is we're in this together, and let's stick together and let's keep voicing our concerns and our expectations about what needs to change. New Zealand has choices. We have choices in the way we meet these challenges, and if we get strong support from everybody to do the right thing to create the best possible environment, even if you're on a benefit, but also to create jobs, then we'll do a lot better than if we take some of the choices we've done in the 90s and those very tough times for unemployed people.
Thank you very much for your time. Thanks for talking to us here on RNZ National's Morning Report. That's Richard Wagstaff there, President of the Council of Trade Unions.